This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Major websites blocked.
The misconfiguration that is slowly resolving itself this morning.
Pipeline ransom recovered.
We turned the tables on DarkSide.
Struggling to beat the heat.
I got two fans and it's still hot.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. From Amazon to CBS News to the New York Times and PayPal and major internet websites overseas, there was a problem this morning. Error messages that kept people off those sites. Most are back up now. CBS News tech reporter Dan Patterson says it was a glitch at the outfit that hosts them all.
When we saw this error 503, that was kind of a clue because it let us know that a suite of sites, a whole number of different sites were experiencing the same problem. If this was a major hack, we might see a diverse number of errors instead of this one clue.
And there's new information just out about a global operation led by the FBI. CBS's Roxana Saberi in London says new technology was used to arrest more than 800 suspects and seize tons of drugs in 16 countries.
The FBI-led Operation Trojan Shield was bold, involving law enforcement agencies from Europe to New Zealand. Authorities say they trapped criminals by tricking them into using phones with an encrypted messaging app called Anom. This allowed officials to monitor conversations in real time.
We were able to actually see photographs of hundreds of tons of cocaine concealed in shipments of fruit.
The global sting led to the seizure of 600 tons of cocaine, 5 tons of marijuana, 2 tons of methamphetamines, and $148 million in currency.
The FBI says it has recovered $2.3 million of the $4.3 million paid by the Colonial Pipeline to cybercriminals. The payment ended the attack that crippled the pipeline for several days last month. The FBI blamed it on hackers in Russia from the DarkSide group. Ian Schur of our tech partner CNET says the cryptocurrency was traced.
As more hackers attack targets, their Bitcoin addresses become more high profile and thus a little easier to be able to track.
A fresh Senate report is out this morning pinpointing key security and intelligence failures leading up to the January attack on the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Chris Van Cleve spoke with four lawmakers who worked on the document.
What was the most surprising breakdown or failure that you learned about?
The intelligence failure.
How long it took the Defense Department to respond.
The Capitol Hill police were not prepared.
Sadly, it was the frontline officers who were left to defend us and to defend democracy.
The Senate Rules Committee and the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee jointly made 20 recommendations, including appointing a new Capitol Police Chief, bolstering training, enhancing communication between law enforcement agencies, improving coordination across federal, state, and local governments, and evaluating threats of violence on social media.
Vice President Harris's first foreign trip has her in Mexico today. The root causes of the immigration crisis top the agenda there, as they did in Guatemala.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek, do not come.
Well, CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest on what the Biden administration is saying about the slow effort to reunify families separated at the southern border.
The Department of Homeland Security reports us 2,100 children who were improperly removed from their families near the U.S.-Mexico border during the Trump administration may still be separated from their parents. The U.S. government simply has no way of knowing either way. Total number of families reunited by the task force so far, 7. It says it expects to reunite an additional 29 families in the coming weeks.
Much of the upper half of the country remains in the broiler.
The sun is like an oven.
A little toasty in our house.
Those people in Massachusetts, it'll hit 95 in Boston today. It will be close to 100 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Baradelli.
It's going to stay very humid across the northern tier of state. So instead of temperatures in the mid to upper 90s to near 100 degrees, they'll be closer to the upper 80s to right around 90. But humidity will be higher, so feels like temperatures will be in the mid 90s.
Damage reported in parts of northern Colorado after an apparent tornado rolled through. This farmer says there was very little warning.
It hit us like that, and things slamming into things, yep.
New numbers from the CDC on COVID vaccine effectiveness. Both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines reduce the risk of infection by 91% 2 weeks after the second dose and by 81% after the first dose. 7-year-old Russell Bright is excited to be part of the clinical vaccine trial for kids in his age group because the pandemic has affected his life.
I wasn't able to go to, like, water parks or go, like, to the beach.
Well, it's expensive, and there are questions about whether it works. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says the FDA's approval of the first new drug to fight Alzheimer's disease in nearly 20 years is not likely to be the last word.
When you think about the fact that the FDA has approved a drug that costs $56,000 and for which it's requiring further study, it just shows you how desperate everybody is for any ray of hope.
The American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done. Officials say most of it should be wrapped up by the 4th of July, but a final exit comes later in the summer. A dozen women will split $14 million after settling a sexual abuse lawsuit against USA Water Polo and a California club. Attorney Morgan Stewart says it's all about a former coach's alleged actions over a 5-year period.
He would tell them other players are going to reach inside your swimsuits, and he would do it to them. And it was all a ruse to sexually assault players.
Boston's police commissioner was fired yesterday by Mayor Kim Janey 4 months after he was put on leave when decades-old domestic violence accusations surfaced.
Dennis White's return as commissioner would send a chilling message to victims of domestic violence in our city and reinforce a culture of fear and a blue wall of silence in our police department.
In Asheboro, North Carolina, high school student Ever Lopez got his diploma yesterday. Last week, he came away from his school's ceremony without it after wearing a Mexican flag over his gown. The principal then became the target of death threats. Lopez says he did it to make a point about his family's roots. People in Orlando are coming together as the 5th anniversary of a nightclub massacre approaches.
It was an interfaith sharing of stories and questions about building bridges between LGBTQ people and local faith leaders who rejected them after the shootings. Reverend Terry Steed Pierce is gay, so is her congregation. She remembers a meeting with those leaders and something Orlando's police chief at the time said.
It's hard to hate up close.
Josh Bell heads the One Orlando Alliance formed just after the Pulse nightclub shootings.
There are folks out there who love us but don't know how to love us in the context of their faith tradition.
The consensus? Sometimes it just happens one meeting, one person at a time. Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
Soccer's ruling body in England has picked a woman to lead it for the first time in its 158-year history. The previous chairman resigned last year after making offensive comments on race and gender. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.